ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ ॐ गणानाम् त्वा गणपतिगुं हवामहे कविं कवेनामुपमश्रवस्तमम् ज्येष्ठाय विद्महे कन्याकुमारि धीमहि तन्नो दुर्गे प्रचोदयात् ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ नमो भगवते महाकाली महालक्ष्मी महासरस्वती रूपिण्यै पराशक्त्यै महाशक्त्यै भवतारण्यै 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 सर्वशक्तिमय्यै राजराजेश्वर्यै भवान्यै सर्वरोगशमन्यै सर्वदुःखशमन्यै सर्वसम्पत्प्रदात्र्ये सर्वविद्याप्रदात्र्ये सर्वज्ञानप्रदात्र्ये सर्वकार्यजयप्रदायिन्यै सर्वाभीष्टसिद्धिदायै दुर्गायै मूकाम्बिकायै शारदाम्बायै कामाक्ष्यै वैष्णवी ललिताम्बिकायै मात्रे समस्तान् दोषान् क्षमस्व परमेश्वरि अस्मिन् मनसि सर्वेषां मनसु शान्तिरस्तु सर्वेषां सर्वाः धर्मवृद्धाः प्रार्थनाः सफलाः भवन्तु सर्वधर्मसन्मङ्गलानि भवन्तु सर्वाः धर्मवृद्धाः प्रार्थनाः सफलाः भवन्तु लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनः भवन्तु सर्वं जगदम्बात्मनस्तु ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् शङ्करम् शङ्कराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः I think we stopped with the 39th. This is a sort of negation of anatma. How can anatma be taken for the atma? Why? What is anatma here? So we last verse we have to see. It is very clearly said in the Karmakanda of the Veda. Karmakanda of the Veda makes it very clear. The 38th verse I'm seeing. I'll sum up later on when you finish the Atisam area. But I just go back to the 38th verse. The Karmakanda of the Veda itself makes this fact clear. Because based on that fact alone, even the karmas are prescribed. That means what? The enjoyer of the fruits of actions are different. And that means, who is the one who can be the enjoyer of the fruits of actions? The performed rituals. The one who performs the rituals. The performer of the rituals is different from the performed rituals. And also, the enjoyment of the karma phalam also. That means, there itself it is made very clear, this person who performs, the performer of the rituals, thereby who is going to be the enjoyer of the fruits of rituals, he is different. Vilakshanaha, he is distinct. So, the enjoyer is the atma, the self. Performer is the atma, isn't it? I mean, at least some distinction is made there. Differentiation is made there. So, Atma Dehad Vilakshanaha. And then that Atma is what now? Nityaha Tat Palam Bhungte Deha Patad Anantaram. So, then that Atma, the performer of the rituals, is the self, who is different from the body, and even after the fall of the body, that person enjoys the fruits of the actions. Is it? Because when Karmakanda talks about one who performs rituals and practices upasanam, and he travels after the death, and he enjoys the heavenly pleasures means, then he doesn't go along with this body, isn't it? That means one who... That person, Atma, is distinct from the physical body. body dies, even after the death of the body, he is able to enjoy the fruits of the karmas which he performed while residing in the body. It's such a simple fact, even that is karmakanda itself. Karmakandena api atma dehad vilakshanaha proktaha api and nityaha tatphalam bhunkte deha patad anantaram. It's the 38th verse. Deha patad anantaram, after the fall of the physical body, this the performer of rituals, still he would be enjoying the fruits of the rituals. That means what? Enjoyer continues to survive the death. Is it? He survives death. The body dies. He continues to exist. That means he is different from the body. It is very clear. Okay, now he goes to the next verse. Lingam cha aneka sanyuktam. Lingam cha aneka sanyuktam. Chaneka sanyuktam. Chalam drishyam. Vikaricha. Avyapakam. Asadrupam. Tatkatham syat. Pumanayam. So, as a conclusion, the 38th verse negates the physical body being mistaken for the Atma. This one, subtle body being mistaken for the Atma, is negated here in the 39th verse. 39th verse talks about the subtle body being Anatma. 38th verse talks about the gross body being the Anatma. So what it says, Lingam, Lingam means, literally the word Lingam means clue. Okay, any clue is called lingam. Any, but here linga means subtle. Linga dehaha, linga shariram means subtle body. Subtle body means what? Subtle body, very word subtle, indicates the formlessness of the subtle. Anything which has a form cannot be said to be subtle. Any form is perceptible. Anything, whatever is the form, that form is what? Perceptible. And perceptible means it is gross. So, lingam means, subtle means, it is formless. Understand? Formless. And the subtle here, subtle body, so imperceptible and formless, that is why it's called a subtle. The subtle body also cannot be taken for the Atma. Why? Because he says, aneka sanyuktam. Sanyuktam, yukta means it is put together, together. Samyukta means it's well, what now, it's a con. Aneka, anekanam, propertyam sanyogaha, isn't it? It is a constitution of many subtle factors. Lingam, the sharir, the subtle body also, is a constitution of many subtle factors. Aneka sanyuktam. But if I talk about the Atma is what now? We say the self is one. Isn't it? Many aspects constitute the subtle. And this subtle body also is what now? Chalam. Chalam means it moves. It is of the nature of moving. Moving means coming and going. That means what? It leaves, enters the physical body and resides there as long as Paradha is. And once the Paradha gets exhausted, then it quits and vacates and moves out also. It's chalam. Then it does something else. Either it goes to other lokas with the punyam to enjoy the pleasures, or it assumes another body in keeping with the karma phalam. Some water body is destined for that. Then it assumes. There was chalam. Lingam, because he used the word lingam as a new to gender word, chalam he says. Linga deha chalaha. Linga deha dehaha aneka sanyuktaha. Cha means and. Aneka sanyuktaha. Means it is many aspects, it's a constitution of many aspects. Then drishyam. And not only this is chalam and aneka sayuktam, it's also what? Drishyam. Drishyam means what? It is still objectifiable. Even though it is imperceptible through the senses, not available for sense perception, still it is what? No, subtle. Just because it is subtle doesn't mean it is imperceptible, isn't it? It is not available for sense perception, but still it's available for thought perception, isn't it? It's objectifiable, the drishyam, an object of knowledge, the drishyam. And vikaricha. Vikari means what? It is subject to modification, change. Vikari. So, chalam, drishyam, vikari, aneka sanyuktam. Now, look at this. Atma, what is atma? Ekam, achalam, adrishyam, avikari. Completely opposite nature, isn't it? And then, avyapakam. Vyapakam means pervasive. But avyapaka means it is not all pervasive. Avyapakam, does the subtle body pervade all the bodies? No. The subtle body pervade every entire space? No. Subtle body pervades only a given physical body. A given sthula means pervaded by a given sukshma. Therefore, avyapakam. That means it is not, it is subject to spatial time object limitations. Okay, avyapakam, non-pervasive, not all-pervasive, it is non-pervasive. It pervades a given physical body at a given time, in a given place, isn't it? Then it leaves and it goes, therefore avyapakam. Asadrupam. Asadrupam means what? It cannot be, what it is neither, it's not the real. Asadrupam means it is not real. It is not real means what? It is not, it is a satyam. It is not satyam, but it is mithya. Asadrupam is mithya. That means subtle body has no independent existence. Okay, that's all. Therefore, tat, the subtle body which has no independent existence, which is mithya and which is non-pervasive, which pervades a given body in a given time, in a given time, and which is subject to all change modifications, which is available for objectification, and which keeps traveling from one body to another body also, and which is a constitution of many aspects, is just, it's also product of sattvic rajasic aspects of the matter. Only material. But what is only difference? Physical body is a product of gross matter, where a subtle body is a product of subtle matter. That's the only difference. Subtle matter and gross matter, but still it's a product of matter. What is upadana karanam of the gross body is gross matter, the gross elements. Whereas upadana karanam of subtle body is subtle elements. Subtle elements there again what? Na, sattvic, tamas, rajasic aspects of the subtle elements. It is also matter. Therefore, such subtle body, how katham ayam puman syat? How can that be taken for the atma? That's what the atma is negative. This is what we finished last class. Where we finished now? I think we stopped here.
We finished
here. Oh, it is new verse then.
Yes.
I finished this. Okay, 39th. Okay. That's why I was going fast, okay, for this matter. Anyway, we understood, na, isn't it? I repeated it. I thought I'm repeating it. I thought you might express bore. So, thank God. So, lingancha. Now, no? So, he finishes, actually, it's a concluding part. He finishes. Sthula deha. Why should I repeat again and again? Sthula deha being, in sthula deha being anatma, atma, the self being distinct from the sthula deha, is made clear, even the very karma kanda itself. We don't need to go to the Upanishads, jnana kanda, and understand atma is different from the physical body. Don't need to do that. Karma kanda itself, it's very made clear, atma is not the body. An Atma is the enjoyer, Atma is the performer, doer. That is based on that fact alone, the karmas are prescribed and the benefits are also discussed in the Karma Kanda. Therefore, Atma is different from the body. The Atma is not different from the body. Atma is different from the Sukshma Shariram, Sukshma Deha also. Because Sukshma Deha also, even though it is not perceptible through the senses, it is saksha, subtle, it is formless, still it is a constitution of many aspects. Okay? Therefore, anything which is a constitution of many aspects is subject to fall apart. This also we have to understand. Okay, anything which is put together, Swamiji says anything put together intelligently, isn't it? So everything, many things put together intelligently, is subject to fall apart. Therefore, this is Sukshma, and this Sukshma is also what? And what is the nature of the Sukshma Shariram? We are analyzing the nature of the Sukshma Shariram. A Sukshma Shariram travels. It cannot be in one place. It travels from body to another body. That is why we still, what now, after having passed many, many lives also, we have accumulated so much of Punya Papas also. In keeping with the Punya Papas, now what now, this Sukshma again is in this physical body. This is not the first house for this Sukshma. All it has is lived in many other houses. No, many other houses, many other countries, many other with many other skins and also colors, and now it is in this. And then after quitting this also, what? It will definitely go and find better place. Woodstock to Woodstock to this fire court. Like that, this Atma also will what now? You'll find different bodies and assume. Yes, papam, and it might go to frog or monkey also. We don't know. Therefore, chalam. And not only chalam, but what? Drishyam. It is very much, it is formless, not available for sense perception, but doesn't mean it is not available for objectification. It's very much objectifiable, okay, because it's very much available for knowledge. For drishyam and object of knowledge and vikari, it is subject to change. How do we know that? How these the subtle body changes? We understand how the power of seeing, the power of seeing, power of hearing, etc., they are so bright and function well when we are very, very young. Now, I was thinking, my niece's baby, tiny little one, too super tiny one, the tiniest ant, this is the tiniest ant, tiny, tiny ant was moving. I couldn't even see, okay? And she was going and picking like this. Because the bright eyes are so bright. When you are young, and they're all very bright. And as we grow physically older and older, the powers also become dull. That's why you go for the specs and all those things. And this is how all our sense powers, in due course of time, they change, subject to change. Then they do not remain the same. Also, memory power, we know how much we remember now in compared to when we were young. Everything is changing, isn't it? So vikari is subject to change. Avyapakam, every subtle body, if it is all pervasive, what would happen? It's not practical, so it pervades only a given physical body at a given time, during given time. And it leaves, it goes to another body. Means it does, if it is pervading, it cannot move. If it is all pervasive, cannot move. Because it is non-pervasive, it is able to move. Therefore, and it is definitely, does the subtle body has independent existence? No, because it is also product of subtle matter. There being subtle matter, it is of the nature of inertness, and for that being inert, it cannot reveal its existence by itself, and it has its existence only being illumined, only being lent consciousness. Isn't it? The sentiency and consciousness being lent alone, it has what now? The status of being really existent. And the subtle body also will be non-existent without being lent existence. And therefore, this is also, it's also asat, mithya. And this is the Sukshma Shariram, how can this Sukshma Shariram be mistaken or taken for the Atma? Tat Lingam, Tat Linga Deha, Katham, Puma Ayam Puman Syat. This Atma, the Self, is it, how can that be? This Self, the Atma. This is 39th verse is over. Now we'll go to the next. It sounds very simple, doesn't it? And then, Aneka Sanyuktam, I don't want to go into the details. You all know what all these things constitute, the 17 aspects and all that. So, go to the next one. Evam Deha Dvaya Danyaha.
Evam Deha Dvaya Danyaha.
Atma Purusha Ishwaraha.
Atma Purusha Ishwaraha.
Evam Deha Dvaya Danyaha.
Evam Deha Dvaya Danyaha.
Atma Purusha Ishwaraha.
Atma Purusha Ishwaraha.
Sarvatma Sarvarupascha.
Sarvatma Sarvarupascha.
Sarvatitohamovyayaha.
Sarvatitohamovyayaha.
Okay. Sarvatitohamavyayah.
Sarvatitohamavyayah.
Evam. Evam means what? In this manner. In this manner means in which manner? In the manner it has been understood earlier, above, to the through the two verses. Which was verse number 38 and verse number 39. In those two verses, we have understood in this manner. What we have understood? Deha dvayat anyah atma. Atma the self. Atma the self. What is self? The content of I, the substance of the substantive I, is the self, the Atma. The meaning of the word I, okay, Atma, is what the self is, anyaha, different. From what? Distinct and different from deha dvayat, from the two subtle and gross bodies. Tangible, perceptible, gross body, the gross matter, okay, product of gross matter, and the imperceptible, and then and the subtle, intangible, subtle body, from that two bodies, from the two, dvaya means a set of two is dvayam. Deha dvaya means what? Sthula dehat, sukshma dehat, from the gross body and from the sthula shari, sukshma deha, it is different, anyaha. Atma. Sthula dehat, sukshma dehat, dehadvayat, atma anyaha. Evam. In this manner, now we have understood very clearly. It is not possible for anyone to have any more doubt about atma being not the physical, gross and subtle bodies. That atma, what is that atma then? If it is different from the subtle and gross bodies, what is that atma? First, he goes into what now, that each word is a definition of Atma. Each word defines the Atma. Defines means what? Each word reveals the Swarupam of the Atma. Okay? Swarupa Lakshanam of the Atma. In what form the Atma is? Okay? The formless Atma is of the nature of formlessness. But what is, in what form is that formless Atma is? What is the nature of it? Okay, the each word is what now defines the nature of the Atma. When it defines, it also negates what Atma is not. Okay, so he says, Purushaha. This Atma is the Purushaha. We have seen 1,000 times the meaning of the word Purushaha. But still, because the Aparokshanubhuti text is repeating, I am also repeating. Purushaha means what? No, Purushaha means all pervasive. And then all pervasive means what? That which fills everything. That which is of the nature of fullness is called Purushaha. When filling everything is what? Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha. Actually Purushaha, okay, another word is what now? Purnaha. Purushaha means Purnaha. Purnaha means what? Purayati Sarvam iti Purushaha. And what another word here? Even though it fills everything, it pervades everything. Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. It indwells every gross, subtle body. Everything is what now? It indwells everything. Like water pervades the entire ocean, and water, what now? Indwells every wave. Water indwells every wave. Water pervades the entire ocean. Isn't it? Therefore, Purushaha means Pure Ushati iti Purushaha. Sarvam Purayati iti Purushaha. That is this Atma. Okay. We'll go to see that what is that Sarvam. That means Atma is of the nature of all pervasiveness. Then Ishvaraha. Ishvaraha means what? There is no Lord other than the Atma. The Self is the Lord. This again indirectly reveals what now? Tattvamasihi, isn't it? Ishvaraha means Atma is Ishvaraha. Atma is Ishvaraha means Self is Ishvaraha. I am Atma Brahma. Isn't it? That's what he says. Ishvara, the Lord. There is no Lord other than the Atma. Ishvaraha. Then Ishvaraha means what now? There is no Shakti which exists independent of the Atma. Their Atma is Shakti Yuktaha. Atma is endowed with the power. Therefore, the power has no existence independent of the Atma. Look at this. The power cannot exist independent of the Atma. But Atma is what now? Endowed with the power. Therefore, what now? Atma, the Lord, Ishvara. Understand? All the powers are, where are they? The powers do not exist. All the powers, or you can say the one power, which is manifest as all the powers, does not exist outside of the Atma. Doesn't have independent existence without the Atma. Therefore, we say what now? Atma is the one which is endowed with the power also. Therefore, Atma is Ishvaraha. There is no Ishvara, there is no Lord other than Atma. That means when you say Atma is Ishvaraha, Atma is Brahman. The word Ishvaraha implies Atma is the very reality Brahman which is endowed with the power, Shakti. What is Ishvara? Brahman, the reality endowed with power inseparably, is Ishvara. And Atma is Ishvara means what? Atma is Brahman endowed with the power. There is no reality, there is no Ishvara other than the Atma. Okay, this Atma is Ishvaraha. Then Atma, is Atma then one, every day so many Atmanaha are there? Are there many Atmas? Because self is Aham, we're going to see that later on. If Self is the content of I, the substance or substantive I, then can we say that many, everybody says I, expresses the word I, then does it mean that Atmas are many then? No, Sarva Atma. Sarva Atma means what now? The Self of all the Sarvesham Atma, Sarva Atma. This Self is the only Self of all the beings. Being all pervasive, how can you say all pervasive? Purushaha, all it has been said. Ishvaraha, all it has been said. Being the reality, Self being, the Atma being the reality, endowed with the power Brahman, the Ishvara, Atma being all pervasive, Atma as the indweller of all the beings, Atma is what now? The only Self. Atma is the only Atma of all the beings. Sarvatma. Okay, that means The self of all the beings is that only Atma. There are many Sarvatma. Okay, what about all the forms then? Sarva Rupaha. Atma being the only Atma, only self of all the beings. All the forms are also what now? Actually, Sarva Atma alone is in the form of what now? Atma alone shines in all the forms. Shines as all the forms. Sarva Rupaha means what? All the forms are Atma only. Atma has no form. Atma is of the nature of formlessness. But every form is nothing but Atma. Therefore, Atma is in the form of all the forms. Okay, Sarva Rupaha. It's like saying, water is not a wave, but all the waves are water. Therefore, water is what now? Sarva taranga rupaha jalam. Sarva taranga rupam jalam. It means what now? Water alone shines as all the waves. So, Atma alone shines as what? All the forms. Sarva rupaha. Sarva rupaha. Then, sarva atitaha. This is another beautiful word. Sarva atitaha. Sarvesham, no? Sarva atitaha means, even though Atma is the self of Atma, as Ishvara is the very reality, as the reality it is all pervasive, and even though all pervasive, it is the self of all the beings, and that Atma alone shines as all the forms, but still Atma is not the form. Atma is not anything here. Atma is distinct and different from everything. It's like even though water alone shines as all the waves, water is not the wave. All the waves are water. Therefore, you can say water is what? Every wave is form of the water alone. But does the water has have any form? Water is not, has no form. Isn't it? Water is not the wave, but every wave is water. Similarly, Atma, the consciousness, is not any of the form. But what now? All the forms are Atma. Therefore, Atma is what now? Distinct from all of them. It pervades everything, the very existence of everything. Isn't it? But still it is distinct. Atitaha means it is kadandadu, anithyam kadandadu. It is distinct. Now, jalam taranga atitam. Taranga rupaha, taranga rupam is what? Jalam taranga rupam. Okay, jalam sarva taranganam atma. Sarva taranganam atma jalam. Sarva taranga rupam jalam. But jalam taranga, sarva taranga atitam. You got it? It is distinct from all the ways. Similarly, Atma is what now? Distinct from all the Namarupani. The entire prapancha is Atma, form of the Atma only. But the entire, what now? Atma means, what is it Atma? Which is the, which alone shines as the whole prapancha. The entire universe, all the forms which constitute the universe are all what now? Forms of the Atma only. But Atma is of the nature of formlessness. Therefore, Atma is, Atma alone shines as all the forms. But Atma is distinct from all of them. Sarva atitaha. But he says what? That sarva atita Atma, what is it here? That is what is aham. Aham. When you say I, aham means what? I. That first person singular pronoun I cannot be placed anywhere other than that Atma. Aham Atma. Okay, aham Atma. That actually the self, the content of I is what? Atma. Aham is Atma. Aham is not any of the forms. Aham is not any of the Now the aham, I sense, was very much sitting in this sthula sukshma shariram. It has been shifted from here. It has been placed in consciousness, the atma. And that aham, not only this, the whole prapancha is what now. This atma is not just something, one sitting somewhere here. The atma is only reality, Brahman, Ishvara, which pervades everything, which fills everything, and which alone shines in all the form, as all the forms, which is but actually free from all the forms also, distinct from all the forms. Do you see the difference? Therefore, sarva atitaha aham, and he says what now? Avyayaha. Avyayaha is what now? Vyeti means, Vyayaha literally means expenditure, declension, decline. Is called vyayaha. Selavukku solradhu vyayaha. Okay, kuraivu. Avyayaha means what? It does not decline. Indeclinable means what now? It is not subject to any change. See, it doesn't, atma doesn't become bigger than what it is. Atma can never become smaller, smaller also. It doesn't increase or decrease in its, decrease or increase on the part of the atma. Atma is ever the unchanging. So, avyeha implies what? Atma is of the nature of changelessness. Changelessness. There's no change whatsoever on the part of the Atma. So what happened? What is Atma here? Atma is Ishvara. Atma is Brahman. Atma is the Brahman endowed with the power. And Atma alone is what? All the forms are forms of the Atma. But Atma has no what? No form. All the forms are nothing but Atma. But Atma has no form, it is distinct. This is the Atma. We will see that. Now slowly he enters into the Atma Swarupa Pratipadaka Shlokaha. Now we'll see that. Ityatma Deha Bhagena. Prapanchasyaiva Satyata. Prapanchasyaiva Satyata Yathokta Tarkashastrena Yathokta Tarkashastrena Tata Kim Purushartata. So here, iti atma deha bhagena. Atma deha bhagaha. Bhagaha means what now? Separation. Bhagaha means separation. Separation, distinguishing. Bhagaha here is distinguishing. Deha atma bhagena. Iti means what? Again, thus. In this manner, no deha atma bhagaha. That is, the atma is distinguished from the deha. Now, atma is distinguished from the deha means what? Definitely, that atma which indwells every physical body, which is the aham actually, which is the content of I, is sarvatma, sarvarupaha, at the same time, what now? Arupaha, distinct from everything else, that Atma, now it has been very clearly distinguished from the body. Deha, Atma, Deha, Bhagena, through distinguishing the Atma from the physical body, or by understanding the difference between the body and the Atma, what happens now? Prapanchasya eva satyata yatha ukta. Now, when by distinguishing the Atma from the physical body, then what happened afterwards? What is that Atma in understanding? First you have to distinguish the Atma from the body. Then after distinguishing the Atma from the body, differentiating the Atma from the body, you understand that Atma is Brahman, the very reality, because it is the reality of the entire cosmos, also has been now brought to our understanding. He says, prapanchasya eva satyata. Satyata means what? Satyatvam. Satyatvam means what? Atma enjoys the status of being the reality. That means what? Atma being the reality. Satyata means being the reality. Atma being the reality of what? Prapanchasya eva. Atma being the reality, only reality of the entire cosmos. Prapanchasya eva satyata. You ukta yatha ukta. It has been stated. Atma being the existence of the entire, reality of the entire universe has been now stated. Is it clear? So here, prapanchasya eva, not only for this physical body, Atma is the reality of the entire cosmos. Ukta means has been stated. How it has been stated? Not mechanically, not blindly, not just simply blabbering, but logically. Tarkashastrena means what now? Logically, isn't it? Without when the textbook says how Atma is different from the body, mind, sense complex, how it is not the physical body, how it is not the subtle body, then how Atma is all pervasive. It states it is not, it's logically it presents without, and it doesn't contradict our reasoning also. We're going to see that anyway. So, tarka shastrena yatha ukta. When it is stated logically, then what happens now? Tataha kim purushartata. Okay, that's fine. Now, what now? We have not, it's not that very clear. No, it is a different way of this textbook presents. Now, all these days we had what now? All simplest lessons, slowly negating one not the other, Atma being, isn't it? What is Thula Sharam? What is Supra Sharam? How Atma is different? We've been discussing. Now, he's slowly introducing. Okay, this is the Atma. What is Atma? Atma is distinct from the body. Atma is distinct from the, we have distinguished the Atma. And not only we have distinguished Atma from the physical body, we have also understood what? Atma being the reality of the entire cosmos also has been brought to our understanding. By how, saying what? How all, it is all pervasive. Isn't it? Prapanchasya satyata api ukta. How logically? Tarkashastrena. Okay. It's fine now. Now, then what is the purushartha then? Okay? That is fine. Then what is the purpose of this life? What purpose does it serve now? See, so, tataha, kim purushartata? Purushartaha means a pursuit, isn't it? Human pursuit. But purushartata means, then, what is the purpose of, what is the purpose of living this life then? What purpose does it serve? We understood something, okay, there is only one reality and that is Atma. It is the truth of everything else. isn't it? Everything, anything other Atma is Satyam, everything else is Mithya. We just hear here. Now, what is the purpose of living this life? And what are the human pursuits? Kim Purusharthata. Now he is entering. Now from here onwards, actual teaching begins. The actual teaching begins only from here. Okay. Then the idea is, then if everything is Atma, what is that Purushartha then? What is the end then? Who is the accomplisher? What is it to be accomplished? What difference, isn't it? Accomplisher, accomplished, difference is there. Purushartha means what now? The end to be accomplished is Purushartha. That means the world must be somebody who is accomplishing. So this, when you talk about the Atma being all-pervasive, Atma being the only reality, Atma being the reality of the entire cosmos, and Atma is distinct from all the forms and names, that means that Atma, isn't it? What about this Purusharthas? Why do you talk about this accomplisher, accomplishment, to be accomplished, differences are brought here? What is it to be accomplished and who is the accomplisher? If everything is Atma, who is the accomplisher, what is to be accomplished? Who is the accomplisher, what is to be accomplished? And why this accomplisher-accomplished difference is talked about here? Understand? That's the thing. Ityatma deha bhedena.
Ityatma deha bhedena.
Because in the question of the talking about the Purushartha is meaningless in this context. Who is the one who is a seeker here? And what is sought here? Seeker sought differences, how do they come into the picture here? If everything is Atma. You have said when all that is here is only Atma, and Aham that Atma, resolve the I in the Atma means, and what about this, you know, ends and means and the accomplisher, these differences, what about these differences? So he starts now. Ityatma deha bhedena.
Ityatma deha bhedena.
Dehatmatvam nivaritam.
Dehatmatvam nivaritam.
Idanim deha bhedasya.
Idanim deha bhedasya.
Hyasattvam sputamuchyate.
Hyasattvam sputamuchyate.
Ityatma deha bhedena.
Ityatma deha bhedena.
Dehatmatvam nivaritam.
Dehatmatvam nivaritam.
Idanim deha bhedasya.
Idanim deha bhedasya.
Hyasattvam sputamuchyate.
Hyasattvam sputamuchyate.
Now he says, really speaking, iti atma deha bhedena. Atma deha bhedena. This is the atma, this is the body. This is the physical body, this is subtle body, this is what the atma is. This distinction has been made very clearly. Deha Atma Bhedaha. Isn't it Bhedaha? The distinction has been made clearly between the body and the Atma. Thereby what happened? Deha Atmatvam Nivaritam. Deha Atmatvam Nivaritam is what? It has been removed now. What has been removed? The essence in the body maintenance complex, or mistaking the body for the self has been removed. The mistake has been eliminated, nivaritam. What has been eliminated? The dehatmatva, isn't it? The error of taking the body for the self has been eliminated. How? By presenting this by understanding the distinction between body and the self, atma. But idanim, now what happened? Difference between body and the atma is very clear. But now, deha bhedasya asatvam sputam uchyate. Now what we have to establish? In fact, the difference being, the difference between deha and the atma being mithya has to be established now. What has we said now? There is no really speaking. There is non-difference between atma and body has to be, what now? Clearly presented now. It's going to be presented. There's non-difference. Difference, atma being different from the body is made clear. Even though there's atma is not to distinguish the atma from the body, first it is taught. Now, really speaking, there's no difference. Non-difference. What is the non-difference here? Isn't it? Non-difference between oneness of what now? The non-duality of the reality has to be established. Isn't it? Atma being non-dual, atma being secondless, and the non-difference between deha and atma. Deha bhedasya asatvam sputam uchyate. Bhedaham, the difference between atma and the deha. Isn't it? That difference also being not real has to be made clear. Sputam uchyate is made clear here. Sputam uchyate means is stated clearly. What is said clearly? How the difference between atma and the deha is what now? Is being different being mithya is made very clear. Is not real, it's made clear. That means what? When you say wave, it's like establishing water is different from the wave namarupa, first you understand. Thereafter, is water really, is there this difference between water and the wave? If you say yes, it is very important for us to understand initially water, the H2O, is distinct from the name and form wave. Then you understand what? Jala, taranga, beda, is it? Bedaha becomes very clear. Thereafter, is there a difference between water and the wave? You have to say there is no difference. First you understand, you distinguish the water from the wave. Thereafter you understand the non-difference between water and the wave. What is the non-difference between water and the wave? Because if you say water is distinct from the wave is a right statement. Water is different, wave is different, you understand in the beginning. But you cannot say they are two different things. Of course, they are different, but they are not two different things. Because the word difference always makes us think of, what now, one being different from the other. Isn't it? Therefore, here also what now? When you say water is different from the Namarupa wave, and wave Namarupa is different from the water, immediately what will think? Okay, wave is one thing, water is another thing. That means they are two different things. But that means what? You are established, you understand, duality comes. Duality will be there. Now what is the, he says now, no, there is non-difference. First you understood the difference, now we have to understand the non-difference also. Okay? How they are non-different? Are they two different things? No. Why? Because if the water can exist independent of, without being a wave, your water can be counted as what? Thing number one. But what about the wave? The wave, nama rupa, cannot exist independent of the water. If the wave can exist independently without the water, after removing the water also, then you can say what? Wave is a different thing. Water is a different thing. They are two different things. But such a difference is not there. Means what? Wave has no independent existence. Therefore, wave is mithya. In fact, you have to establish what? There is no second thing, no second reality other than the water. There is no second thing other than the water. Therefore, what? It is non, it is secondless with reference to ocean. Water is the secondless reality. And water is what now? Non-dual reality. Secondless and non-dual. Similarly, with reference to this universe also, what now? We have understood many, but Deha Atma Bheda is very clear, made very clear. Not to distinguish the Atma from the Deha, you have made this difference. But after having differentiated the body and the Atma from each other, then we have to understand that really speaking, there is no difference between Deha and the Atma. Why? Because Deha has no independent existence without the Atma, but Atma can exist independent of the Deha. Therefore, what now? Deha is Nitya. Therefore, the secondless non-dual reality is the Atma. Okay? That is what is what? Sputam. Sputam means clear. Uchyate means what now? Said, made clear. It is said clearly. What is made said here clearly here? Asatvam. Asatvam means what? Asatvam means the difference. Asatvam means what? Not real. Not real. Now there's no, the difference is not. Difference is not real. Difference is not real means what? We shouldn't take it as it is. There's no difference. Okay, between what? Between Atma and the Deha. There's no difference between Atma and the Deha. That means what? Atma is not the Deha, but the Deha is nothing but Atma. Atma is not the Deha, but the Deha is Atma. That is why when Swamiji used, when he was teaching, he used to say, don't ever, when people start talking, having Vedanta, immediately they start saying, I am not the body, I am not this. They'll say all these things. Idiotic, should never open your mouth. It's not to say that I am not the body, I am not the body. Okay? You need to understand what you are. Not to say that I am not the body. Who else are you then? The body is very much you. The body is you. Isn't it? Body is you. Your hunger is you, your thirst is you, and everything is you. Not to say that I am not the body, I am not the body. What are you then? I am not the body means. Body is very much you. Of course, you need to understand you are not just the body. Isn't it? Therefore, Atma is not the Deha, but the body is very much the Atma. Is it clear? This is Swamiji always. No, that we shouldn't talk like that because it is such a, it creates a lot of confusion then. Because then you shouldn't, because when you say aham atma, consciousness doesn't speak. I am consciousness, consciousness does not say. I am not the body also, consciousness does not say. Then what are you then? Of course, the body is very much you. You are not the body, but the body is you. You are not just the body. Okay, body is you. You are not anything, but everything is you. You are not anything, but everything is you. This is what now? This is how you understand the non-dual. This is where See, the resolving differences, bhedanam, you know, all the differences cannot be physically resolved. Please understand, very important lesson. Can we resolve the differences physically? Impossible to resolve the differences physically. In fact, you need not resolve differences physically. You cannot resolve differences physically, but it is important for one to resolve the differences cognitively. It's like without going and pushing us in all the ways and trying to straighten the waves, you can just say all the waves are water. Water is not any of the waves, water is not the ocean, but the entire ocean, all the waves are nothing but water. And what is there is only water. Is there an ocean? As though. It is not actually, it is as though. Then what is there? What is there is only water. It's all cognitive, isn't it? But you do understand the empirical relative difference between the water and the ocean. The duality, the difference between water and the ocean and waves you accept. The wave is different from the wave. Wave, wave, bhedaha, you understand, you accept. Yes, one wave is different from the other wave. Wave, wave, bhedaha. Wave, ocean, bhedaha. Different wave, ocean difference also you accept. Water, wave difference, water, ocean difference, you do all, you accept all the differences. But all the differences, like you are talking about, jiva, jiva beda, jiva, ishvara beda, jiva, jagat beda, ishvara, jagat beda, you understand all the differences. Of course, differences are there, but are they real? Are these differences real? Are these differences real? These differences are there. You cannot say differences are non-existent. You cannot say unreal. These differences are unreal. You cannot say. Last night I was asking the same thing. These differences, in a different perspective, isn't it? These differences are unreal. You can never say. Because differences are there. But are these differences real then? If they are unreal, if they are not unreal, differences are not unreal, then are they real then? Because we always know we are of the jumping at this side or that side. If we say differences are not unreal means, then immediately we'll say what? Differences are real. No. Differences are not real also. Then what are they? They are as though. Mithya. Asat. That's what, okay? That is asatyam. Asatyam. He has made it clear. Why? Because that is why you cannot undo the differences. Empirically, differences are real. Relatively, differences are real. But absolutely, differences are not real. Mithya. Okay? How they are real? Empirically, they are not real. They are real. Relatively, they are real. But absolutely, differences are not real. We don't say unreal. Absolutely, differences are not real, therefore they are as good as unreal. Okay, you have to say first not real, then you have to say unreal. Okay, they are as good as unreal. Why? Because they do not have all these differences can be taken as real. Only if they have countability. The waves enjoy countability. Then you can say the differences are all real. They cannot be counted. Okay? The countability they do not have. Why? Because they do not have independent existence. She want the mithyatvam will just remove the accountability. They're all mithya. All the waves are mithya. The entire ocean is oceanness, ocean, waves, waveness. Therefore, the differences are all mithya. Because they do not have independent existence. Because they are mithya, they do not have countability. Because they do not have countability, the difference also what now? Is not real. Mithya. Is the real difference between wave and the water? No. Is water different from the wave? Yes. Is wave different from the water? Yes. Is the real difference? No. Why? Because wave is as though. What is there is only water. Similarly here, Atma is Ishwaraha, when the previous verse has said, Atma is not the gross physical body, subtle bodies. Atma is distinct from these two bodies. But that Atma is Purnaha, Purushaha, Sarvagataha. We have understood all the words. That Atma is Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha means what now? The reality endowed with the power, the powerful reality is what? Ishwara. We talk about this, we say reality, Brahman. Powerful reality, an adjective to power, a reality, powerful reality is what? Ishwara. There is no reality, powerless reality. Reality is always powerful. Either you say reality, Brahman, or you say powerful reality. Powerful reality is the only secondless, non-dual powerful reality is Atma. Therefore, Atma is Ishwaraha means Atma is what now? Atma is the existence, the reality of the entire prapancha. That means what about the differences between Deha and Atma? That is what is going to be done now. What is that now? It is made very clear here. The difference between Atma and the Anatma, Anatma Prapancha and Atma Chaitanyam Brahma. The difference between Atma Chaitanyam Brahma and Anatma Prapancha, inclusive of your body, mind and complex, is really not real. Therefore, what all the differences you are resolving? Jiva Jiva Bhedaha, Jiva Ishwara Bhedaha, Jiva Jagat Bhedaha, Ishwara Jagat Bhedaha, not only these Bhedas, you have to talk about Sajatiya Bhedaha, Vijatiya Bhedaha, Swagata Bhedaha. This we will see in our Taittiriya class. Okay, all these Bhedas. Okay, the difference we can see Swagata Bheda. Vasogata Bheda means what? In every one given object, there are so many internal differences. Head is different from the hands, hands are different from the thighs, and thighs are different from the legs are different from the feet, and the nails. In Swagata Bheda, one individual being itself is what now? Constitution of many different parts. The physical body itself. Swagata Bhedaha. Then, what now? Swagata Bhedaha. Then, Sajatiya Bhedaha. Sajatiya Bhedaha means what now? We all belong to one jati, human jati, manushya jati. We all belong to one group. Manushya Jati. And among us also what now difference is? Sajatiya Bhedaha, you're all English, I'm Indian. Sri Lankans, Indians, English, Italian. See, now, these differences. And there again what a man-woman difference. We're all women, you're all men. Okay. Linga Bheda. Is it? It's called Sajatiya Bheda. Difference among one group, isn't it? Species. One given species is what now? We have differences. So many differences are there. Swagata Vedas are many. Sajatiya Vedas are many. And what about the Vijatiya Vedaha? Oh my God. You take one human being from all other living beings. How many varieties of living beings are there? You have to separate first the living beings. One is different from non-living things. Living beings are different from the non-living things. Two different. Vijatiya. That is a living. Okay, it's a sentient beings come under one category. Insentient beings come under another category. Two different group, Vedas. And then within the sentient beings, the differences are there. Within that, again, in what now? So many differences. Sajatiya Vedaha, Vijatiya Vedaha, Swagata Vedaha. Like the differences are what now? Countless. All these differences, are they real? They are not unreal. First you have to say what now? They are not unreal. But they are not real also. What does it mean? They are not absolutely real, but they are relatively real. But the problem is, we mistake the relative differences for absolutely real differences. That is our problem. We are not asked to say that there is no difference at all are one. And Swamiji says, come on, stop, nonsense. If all are one, you don't eat. Let other person go and eat. Swamiji says that. You know. Very interesting, isn't it? Okay, you see yourself in everybody. Okay, they don't go and eat now. Let him go and eat. How can you say this? It should be prudent also, isn't it? We are relative differences are there. That is why you have to eat when you are hungry. If you eat, that will not appease my hunger. When you are fresh, I'm not fresh. When you drink tea and then I do, it doesn't make me fresh. It means what? Differences are real, not real, but they're not unreal also. They're empirically real. Our problem is we take the empirically relative differences for the absolutely real differences because of our lack of vision of the oneness, secondlessness, the non-duality of the Atma being Brahman. Is it clear? So what he says here, iti Atma Deha Bhedena Dehatmatvam Nivaritam. When you distinguish, by differentiating the Atma from the body, mind, sense complex, from the other subtle and gross bodies, Deha Atmatvam Nivaritam. I sense in the body, okay, the Aham Atma, the Atma is not the body, mind, sense complex, is clear. That means the I sense in the body, mind, sense complex, I being mistaken for, Atma being mistaken for the body is removed. The error in the perception of the body, as the Atma being the body, is removed. Vidanim, Deha Bhedasya Asatvam Sputam Uchyate. Okay, Deha Bhedasya. Okay, what about the Deha Bheda? What about the subtle body and what about the gross body? Are they two different things then? And what about the Atma and the Anatma, Deha? Actually, that is now going to be made clear here. Okay? We will see. It's time now? Okay. Now, the actual teaching begins now. Slowly he enters. Now, hereafter it will be very beautiful. This is also not bad, but still I'm saying. Because it will become, so simple and easy, repetition. We felt that, no? But it's just for our nididhyasana. Slowly just it's not nidhyasam also, it's only reconfirming in what you have understood earlier. Is it clear? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.